Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This Texas NASCAR DFS and Underdog Picks edition of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, NASCAR, F1, and more. Sign up today using promo code RACESGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by AVO, the premier arbitrage sports betting tool. Use their tool to bet both sides and lock in a profit. Access their platform for free at arbsvsodds.com. That's arbsvsodds.com. Plus, in honor of Masters Week, the Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a tailor-made Spider X putter for free. Enter at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters.
Drivers, start your engine!
Strap in and pull those belts up tight as the Sports Gambling Podcast Network presents the NASCAR Gambling Podcast.
I'll wreck my mom to win a championship. I'll wreck your mom to win a championship.
With all the news and the best bets for your NASCAR weekend.
It refrains me from not beating the shit out of you right now because you ask me stupid questions. But since I'm on probation, I suppose that that's improper to say as well. If you could talk about racing things, we could talk about racing things.
Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and Cody Zeeb.
Happy Friday to all those who celebrate. It is, of course, the NASCAR Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. He's Cody Zeeb. I'm Rod Villagomez. We have reached the DFS and Underdog portion of the week, one of my favorite times of the calendar, Cody. I don't know what it is. I mean, I love talking betting, but fantasy was my first love, right? It was the gateway drug into this world that is gambling, yep. And I just love talking fantasy, and I always have, so this is one of my favorite episodes of the week, each and every week.
Yes, fantasy, definitely a gateway drug into betting, so if you're just a fantasy player and not into the betting side of things yet, there's still hope for you, of course. and by the way, as we say weekly, right, go back and listen to the betting episodes. We got one for each series earlier this week, and we're going to get more in depth on more drivers per series. And you know, we kind of like to change it up a little bit sometimes. You know, a few of these I'm going to talk about some guys that we're going to talk about or that we did talk about earlier this week as well. But yeah, it's all kind of flows in together.
It is. And so as the show has progressed over the course of the last three seasons, actually, so has this edition of the show. If you have been with us for, you know, the whole time, you know that we mainly focused on just the Cup Series DFS and the Cup Series. But now, as we start to kind of progress into this, we're going to take into account all three series, and we're going to give you, instead of just a driver, a high-priced driver, a mid-priced driver, and a low-priced driver from the Cup Series, we're going to give you building blocks drivers from each of the series to sort of build your DFS around, which, by the way, we do recognize that the Truck Series is usually on Friday, and so we try to get these out to you early enough to build some Truck Series. So if you're listening to this on Saturday, or if your listening habits are on Saturday and you missed the Truck Series stuff, maybe we need to rethink our schedules. No, you,
set
not
a
us.
Reminder to, yeah.
Not
set
us.
The alerts on your listening platform and know about it when we're going live or when we've got these shows out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So again,
we'll have some time on Friday. I mean, the truck series, you know, is racing tonight at what time is the race, Rod? It's a later race. There we go. 8:30 Eastern time. So, and they'll practice at 4:05 Eastern time. So that's when, you know, betting lines will come down. Underdog will pull their stuff down then as well. So try and get these in before then. So, yeah, speed up and listen to the truck stuff if it's almost that time.
Yeah, hey, 1.5 times is a thing. Now, granted, I've never listened to myself on 1.5. I can only imagine how annoying I sound.
I hear people do that all the time, which as many podcasts as I listen to, I should, so I could get through them faster. But I've never sped a podcast up and listened to it that way, Rod. I feel like it would be weird. But
could you imagine, though? I mean, my voice at 1.5.
I mean, if your name's Kelly, you might want to speed it up to 3 times so there's less banter.
Wachow! Yeah. Go back and listen to Thursday's or to Wednesday's episode of the show. You'll definitely get a full version of what that is all about. So, again, so this is an episode in which we give you a building block driver for DFS. And then, of course, at the end of the show, we'll give you our favorite underdog picks as well, because we want you to be able to play underdog fantasy and have some fun there as well. But I know you're listening to our show, which is a fantastic thing to do. Continue to do so. But there's other shows on this network. There's like 20 some odd shows on this network that you should be listening to as well, each with their own fantastic things. But in honor of the Masters this week, Golf Gambling Podcast guys are giving away a free TaylorMade Spider X putter. It is free. It is going to make you the most well-armed person on the golf course, the putt-putt course in my case. So make sure you go to win that, because no better way to show up among toddlers and fifth graders than with a Spider X putter on that putt-putt golf course and make everybody go, yeah, that dude's overcompensating for something, because I am. But you could probably use it for real. You want to win it? Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/masters. You have until the Masters is over. Just because it started doesn't mean you can't win it. Got till the Masters is over to enter.
Yeah, that's a good note, because if you don't get to this until Sunday when you're going to watch the Cup Series, you still have time to get into the contest as well before the Masters is over. And we'll see. I mean, they got delayed at the start too, so who knows if that'll even get finished on Sunday.
That's true. Yeah, the solar eclipse knocked everything off of its course. So, all right, let's start setting up some DFS lineups, right? Obviously, like I said, we're giving you a building block player from each of the series. So we'll go over real quick as far as what the series are concerned. We'll talk first about the trucks. It is the SpeedyCash.com 250. Go back and listen to the truck episode yesterday if you want more information on the whole thing. But 167 laps here around this mile and a half paved track for 250.5 miles. Cody, not a lot of laps to lead, but somebody's still going to lead a lot of them.
Yeah, enough, though. I mean, 167, that's a lot of laps led. Likely your fastest laps are going to come along with those two. So you're going to want to get that one or two guys that leads this race. Good chance it's one guy, right? So is that Kyle Busch at 14.5 at the top? Is that a guy like Ekis or Sanchez or Carruth farther down the board? You're going to have to figure that part out, of course. And as we record this, you know, Friday morning, we don't have information on where people are going to start and stuff. But yeah, it's lap sled still means a lot. Obviously, place differential. These truck races, most weeks we know they can get chaotic, right? Texas is no different as well. So we can definitely get some chaos and stuff in there. So you're going to need your place differential and then, of course, finishing position. Just as important as it is just about every other week.
Indeed it is. So, all right. Well then, Cody, where are we starting with our building block player for the truck series?
Yeah, so I'm going to go to Nick Sanchez, $9,000, Rod. Let's go back to this race last season. Of course, they were here in the spring, much like everyone is this year. They were here with the IndyCar race. Now, of course, they are here with the Cup Series and everything. But, Rod, in that race, I talked about how, you know, maybe one guy can lead a lot of laps. There's 167 laps in this race, Rod. Nick Sanchez led 168 of those 167 laps. He led every single lap in regulation and one lap in overtime. Unfortunately for him, didn't lead the most important lap. Stuart Friesen had something to say about that. He ended up with a 16th place result, but Nick Sanchez showed up and Nick Sanchez was fast. You know, his results at Vegas earlier this year weren't the greatest thing ever, right? You know, he started in eighth. He did lead a couple of laps, had a couple fastest laps, but finished 17th. I think he just got caught up in something there, but I'm not too worried about that. If you look back at last season, He's in the same car truck he was in last year, right? You look at the mile and a halfs, and he was pretty dang good. So you go to Kansas, Rod, starts in second place, leads 43 laps, eighth place finish. Still a good, solid day for you DFS-wise. You go to Charlotte, he was ninth place there, not a bad finish. Sixth to Kansas, one as well, so good run there. And he led some laps at Vegas early in the spring last year. Again, wrecked out of that. But this Texas race last season, leading 168 of 167 scheduled laps and not coming away with the win. How fired up. Like, we talk about when people circle, you know, they've got this game circled or they've got this race circled. Like, Nick Sanchez the next day got out his 2024 calendar and just put a big circle around this race, right? Because wanted to come back and or wants to come back and take care of business. I think he will. I think at $9,000, you're getting a pretty good price here. You know, if you look, Kyle Busch again is in this race, Rod, 14.5. We go back and forth on it every time, right? Sometimes he's a good play at Bristol, 87.8 points. Yeah, he was a good play, you know, because he led 105 laps. But you go back to Las Vegas, the similar track to this, 23.4 points. And at a 14.5 price tag that day, didn't pay off for you. So I'm still sort of torn. I know you made a case for him yesterday on the betting episode. I'm still sort of torn on if we play Kyle Busch this week or not. Guys like Nick Sanchez will definitely give you a little bit of a price discount if you want to go that direction.
Yeah, and again, I talked about Nick Sanchez yesterday as well, so I'm definitely on board with you here as a good DFS play, especially at $9,000. The thing about Kyle Busch in DFS, and again, I talked about him yesterday on the betting episode and why I think it's a good, but the only reason why I think you should be playing him in DFS, if I mean, at least in one lineup, because you can't completely ignore it, because he could go out and win this race, and having the race winner in this race, and if Kyle Busch is the one that leads 168 of 167 scheduled laps, it's just, it's a hard thing to miss out on.
He's going to be real chalky, of course. Everybody's going to try and fit him in because he's Kyle Busch and he's in the truck series. So in your cash games, if you want to play some defense with him, obviously if you're trying to take down a GPP, I would say you probably can't play him. I mean, he can be optimal and has been a million times here at Texas in the past. Things are different now, though, than they were in the KBM days. They're not quite the same trucks, and he's struggled a lot more. So I don't know. Still torn on what to do, Rod. I'll probably be taking him in and out of my lineups until right before the green flag.
Well, listen, if you do put him in and you are looking for some salary relief, let me give you the guy that finished second place in this race last season, and that's Chase Purdy. $7,200. His salary has been driven by his atrocious start to the year. And I say atrocious because for Chase Purdy, right, this is a guy who was in KBM equipment, and this is a guy that was in really good equipment last year in his second place finish. Now he's in Spire, right, which we know is still sort of a spinoff of KBM anyways. It's only different in name, I think. The equipment's a little bit different, but by and large, it's the same team.
I don't think the equipment's any. I think it's exactly the same equipment, basically. So.
Yeah. So, yeah. But anyway, for Chase Purdy, not a very good start to the year, even in this equipment. 28th place at Daytona, 15th place in Atlanta, 16th at Vegas, which, you know, a 22-point DFS day, not very good. Negative 14 points at Bristol, and then 14. And last week was a pretty promising week. He did finish third. In Martinsville, a third place finish there, 49 points off a $7,200 budget, which, you know, that's almost seven times your investment. So I like that. But more than anything, I think I like the fact that he did have a good day last season. I'm encouraged by what he was building off of. And if you look at DFS days in general, right, in 2020, he started 28. Finished 12th in the 24 Gallagher car, right? In 2021, started 28th, finished 17th in the 23 truck the next day, or the next year, rather. The only thing that kind of gives me pause, obviously, is his 2022 finish. He started 19th, finished 21st, but he was in the 61 Hattori truck. There's no way I'm going to compare that to the Spire truck that he's in right now. And if we think that Kyle Busch is going to go out and be a fast truck, you got to think that Chase Purdy's not going to be too far behind. I actually want him starting farther in the pack because when he finished second last season, he started 14th. That's a fantastic DFS day last season on this track. So I'm hoping he builds off of that success and just ignores the fact that he's run pretty poorly to begin this year.
I will say, you know, a little bit of that second place finish was the chaos at the end last year. But Rod, as we know, the chaos can happen as it did last year. So, yeah. And then another note to make just real quickly, I gave out Sanchez, you gave out Purdy, and we obviously talked quite a bit about Kyle Busch because he's in this race. They're basically all three in the same trucks. I mean, with Purdy and Busch, they're both in Spire trucks, and Sanchez is in a Rev Racing truck, which is Spire Allianced, and I believe it's all prepared by them. So maybe it says something about the Chevys this weekend, I guess.
Maybe it does. Maybe it says something about those ones that are in Kyle Busch's orbit this week, too. So, yeah, it'd be fun to watch it play out. But, again, as far as DFS is concerned, I think those are both good plays. And do what you will with Kyle Busch. It's up to you.
And play Christian Eckes because you're going to have to get him in your lineup. Even if you're playing Kyle Busch, squeeze Eckes in there. If you don't want to play Kyle Busch, you definitely want to play Christian Eckes.
Yeah, Eckes is definitely going to be a building block for everybody. And you can't miss out on Eckes because if he goes out and wins this, it's all said and done for you. But all right, we'll come back with our next driver for the Xfinity Series. But let me first tell you about Underdog Fantasy. We're going to tell you all about Underdog Fantasy in just a few and give you all of our favorite Underdog Fantasy plays for all three series. What's Underdog Fantasy? Well, it is the easiest place to play fantasy sports, plus it's the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. It's very simple, and it's great because even I can play. All you got to do is pick better than or worse than the projected finishing position for each driver. So where you think the driver is going to finish. Underdog is going to give them a finishing position. You say whether or not you think they're going to finish better than or worse than. You can pick up to 5 drivers to do this with. You can do it across the series, and you can even do it across sports, too. So if you find some stuff out there for baseball that you like, maybe there's some basketball still going on. I don't know if that's a thing, whatever. But you can do it across sports. And if you look out for those little chili peppers, those little fiery chili peppers that are out there, they're going to give you a bigger multiplier. So you can watch that all stack up. And you can potentially win up to 100x on your entry. Sounds simple? Sounds fun? It is. We'll give you our favorite plays in a little bit. But in the meantime, sign up right now. You're going to get a 100% deposit match up to $100 by using our promo code RACESGPN. So sign up today with that promo code RACESGPN. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100 plus an instant pick'em special. Can't beat that deal. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com. Find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code RACESGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Let's move on to the Xfinity Series, Cody. Who is your building block driver for the Andy's Custer? Actually, let me set it up real quick. Sorry, I kind of buried the lead there. It is the Andy's Frozen Custard 250. Not 250. Yeah, 250. Click there. 300. Jesus Christ, Rod. Get everything right. Andy's Frozen Custard 300. This is 200 laps around this mile and a half paved track for 300 miles. Cody, that's a few more laps than the truck series. So still important to get the lap leaders on this one. But yeah, I think this one may be a little more competitive, I think, than the truck race will be.
Will it, Rod? I don't know. But yeah, we'll my first building or my building block, I guess you could say. Look, Tay-Tay Gray, Rod, $9,000 for someone that's in one of those super fast JGR Toyotas. Come on. Are you kidding me? Like, what a deal you're getting. This will be his third career start. You look back at his last two. Now, they were on short tracks. I get it. This will be his first intermediate series start. But these JGR Toyotas are even faster on the intermediate tracks than they are on the non-intermediate tracks, Rod. 70.4 points at Richmond. Now, he started 27 that day. Ends up with a third-place finish. And then last week at Martinsville, 33 points even, just starting 16th, finishing 13th. But he's been good in the truck series a mile and a half previously. And again, I documented it on the Xfinity Series show back on Wednesday. Either JGR Toyota has won every non-Super Speedway road course race this season, and then you go back to last year, and they've won, I think, all but 1 mile and a half track last year in the Xfinity Series. These cars are fast. Again, it doesn't. If you're putting a talented driver in here, set a few guys aside on that list. But the Ryan Truex is coming in there fast. The Trevor Bayne's coming in there fast. Obviously, the Almirola's, John Hunter's. I mean, all these guys are coming in and they're just, these cars are so freaking fast. Seen it for a few years now. I think that trend continues. So I think Gray at 9,000 is priced really cheap. I mean, you can slam him in there. Chandler Smith is a must play. Obviously, you heard me rave about him on the Xfinity Series show a couple of days ago. He's a must play for me at 11,200. You can jam him and Truex in at 10,300. Then you can put Gray in here at 9,000, and you throw in somebody like Leland Honeyman and Rod, I'll give out a bonus pick. You can toss SVG in at 7,200 because you know he's going to get you. I'm serious, Rod.
No, I know.
I'm real. Don't laugh.
I'm only laughing
this is
because
a serious matter. Because he can get you a good solid day just hanging out, avoiding the chaos and getting to the end like he has been. So I think that's a great way to start your lineup. So yeah, I'm just jamming in all of the relevant Gibbs cars. Obviously we're leaving Creed out of there, and yeah, you can have a pretty solid lineup.
All right. If you want to put SV Jesus in, then I will give you his teammate. Which by the way, shout out to, what is it? It's Bergs. Oh man. Hold on. Give me 1 second to look up his name, cause I want to give him proper credit.
Are you talking about the guy in the Discord?
Yeah. It's Ids Beeks, who has given Taylor Gray fans a name, the Shifties.
The Shifties. Oh, it's perfect. It's beautiful.
Yep.
Yes. Well, just absolutely said he's a new listener. Just got back into NASCAR, so that's awesome. We appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Join the Discord already, Rod, where everybody should be. And, yeah, drop that bit in there, and we're probably going to use that.
We are going to use that. So we are Shifties on this show. We certainly love us some Tay-Tay Gray. And I'm with you on it. I mean, I'm going to talk about – I talked about him in the show yesterday. So, yeah, definitely excited about him and his prospects. So, like I said, so if you're going to put SVG in there, I will toss his teammate out there, the number 16 of A.J. Allmendinger. I continually get head shakes from A.J. Allmendinger, but as a DFS play...
SVG, a much better DFS play than Allmendinger this week.
Well, price only point, for the price. For the price.
Yeah, but hey, the price matters, Rod.
It does. It does. But I also
gotta
think
save money to jam all these JGR Toyotas in your lineup.
It's true. It's true. But AJ Allmendinger, $9,200. The price is going to scare a lot of people away, like Cody, and that's okay because for me, I feel like this is a decent enough pivot on a GPP to give you some sort of leverage because you got a guy who just finished sixth in Las Vegas. Granted, he started third and finished sixth, but from a DFS standpoint, it wasn't necessarily all that bad of a day. 41 points on a $9,700 price tag. I mean, again, it's not going to knock it out of the park for you, but he definitely is a decent enough play at that. He's not even $9,700 this week, which is good for you. It's $500 less on this one as well. But you look at what he's done at the Texas Motor Speedway. He started on the pole in 2021, finished sixth. Again, not a great DFS day, but he did lead eight laps in that one. Started on the pole, finished sixth, 13th. Started 13th in 2022, finished ninth. Last year, started seventh, finished fourth, or 2 years ago, rather. Started seventh, finished fourth, led 34 laps in the process. That's the kind of day I think A.J. Allmendinger is in for. A day where he's going to gain you some positions, maybe lead you a few laps here and there, and differentiate himself from a lot of the things. And plus, I mean, look at, he's done great things on mile and a half as well. Las Vegas, he won in 2021, starting 10th, led 44 laps in 2021 in the fall. Started second, finished seventh, but led 20 laps in that one. 2022, started on the pole, finished ninth, but led 32 laps in that one. A big hiccup in the fall of 2022, started on the pole, finished 22nd, led seven laps. But like I said, this year, started third, finished sixth. That car should have been a lot better than it was, I think, in general. But for AJ overall on speedways, on mile and a half speedways, 44 career starts, 25 top 10s, 14 top 5s, 3 wins in that span. So AJ Allmendinger gets all the credit in the world for road courses, and he should. He's a road course king. But he actually is not that bad on mile and a half as well. It's going to take some doing, which is why, again, this is a play that you're going to pivot on GPPs because nobody's going to want to play him, especially at his price point. But if he goes out and he has a good day and he gets you 49, 50 points, you won't be mad because you'll have him and other people won't. They'll be trying to cram other people in there that are just as expensive, and you're going to differentiate yourself and be happy for it. So, yeah, give me AJ Allmendinger, $9,200.
What was that? Oh, thank you. Just some news from the news desk over here, Rod. breaking news, actually. Colic is no longer hashtag chasing trophies, so not interested in AJ Allmendinger this week. Anyways, he will get you a decent finish, right? It's basically the same case as SVG. He's just more expensive. So, yeah, that's I don't know. I'm not buying it with the guy AJ yet.
That's right. Okay, and you don't have to.
Price needs to keep creeping down a little bit.
It would be nice if it did, but again, I think it's not a bad GPP play for somebody who's willing to be adventurous. So, no risk, no reward, and that's what they say. That's what the kids say. But you want to do something with very little risk? Check out our newest sponsor. We are proud to partner up with Avo, the premier sports betting arbitrage tool. If you are new to arbitrage sports betting, it's very simple. Basically, you're betting both sides of a bet to eliminate the risk, or at least to minimize the risk, at two different sportsbooks to lock in a profit. The Avo tool scans the sportsbook looking for discrepancies in the odds. Then it tells you how much money you need to place with each sportsbook and the expected profit you will make. This tool is super easy to use and, of course, lightning fast because speed is a big part of arbitrage sports betting. The best part of Avo is it's currently free to use without restrictions. That's right. Our favorite word, free. Get started today at arbsvsodds.com. That's arbsvsodds.com. That's arbsvs.com. Love being able to bet both sides. Plus, love being able to play all kinds of crazy stuff just to have some fun with it. So get locked in on that one. All right, Cody, let's turn our attention to the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. That is, of course, the Cup Series entry there. 267 laps around this mile-and-a-half paved track for 400.5 miles. Cody, who is your building block for this particular DFS contest?
Yeah, Rod. I mean, look, we've talked about it back on the Cup Series show. The top of the board, like, you can make the case for so many of these favorites. We're going to have to kind of see how practice and qualifying shakes out. I think we can maybe lean into that a little more this week of kind of who's starting on the pole and whatnot. But, Rod, everybody's in. I'm going to call you out. You said on the Cup Series episode earlier this week that Ty Gibbs was in a sophomore slump, Rod. And I know that two not-so-great finishes the last 2 weeks. But, Rod, on short track, so let's keep that in mind. Give me Tyrone Gibbs. $8,500, Rod, 2 weeks ago, $10,000. I was talking, we've been talking about this for years, like play him while he's this cheap. We're never going to see it again. Then he gets up to $10,000, and you're like, damn, going to be hard to ever play him again. $8,500, Rod? Kidding me? You're going to have to get a couple of these top guys in here, whether it's Larson, whether it's Byron, whether it's Hamlin, whoever at the top of the board. You're going to have to save some money down the board. $8,500 for Ty Gibbs, Rod. Oh, by the way, we've been to one intermediate track so far this season. Fifth place finish for Mr. Tyrone Gibbs. Starts eighth, leads 13, or doesn't lead any laps, but had 13 fastest laps, 47.9 points for you that day. I mean, you look at the type of upside he has. You go back to Bristol. Now, I understand Bristol was kind of its own thing, right, with the tire situation, but an intermediate package track. He led 137 laps that day. We know how good Ty Gibbs is. He's been good in those fast JGR Xfinity cars that we just got him talking about. He's won plenty of mile and a halfs in those. And yeah, again, it's all about what, you know, don't look too hard at what he's done the last season and a half where he was filling in and where he was a rookie, because he's been different this season. I know the last 2 weeks have been a little disappointing based on all the great finishes we had earlier in the week or earlier in the season. But Ty Gibbs is not going anywhere. Again, those were short tracks. We're out of that now. We're back into a big track here where he finished fifth place, the best of the JGR Toyotas at Las Vegas not too long ago. So $8,500, I think, is just a on Ty Gibbs when 2 weeks ago you had to pay $10,000 for him.
Yeah, and again, I mean, the only reason I really said that Ty Gibbs was in a sophomore slump is because he kind of is. I mean, he's going to shake it off. It's not a
2 week slump, Rob.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
I mean, if you go out and you strike out twice in a row, are you in a slump?
That's true. Yeah. Well, but of course, you don't get five at bats per race. So, well, yeah, I mean, listen, I don't think that he's a bad play. In fact, I think he's a really good DFS play this week. Am I betting on him? No, because I don't know what's going to happen, but if I put him in a DFS lineup and he gets me doesn't lose me positions, doesn't lose me too many points, then I'm good with that. Like, I don't want to try to predict his finishing position this week. I don't. That's really what it's all boils down to. So the best way to do that is play him in DFS because it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just a matter of can he get you points. You know what I'm saying? It's not so much I need him to get a top five Because if he gets me a sixth place finish, it's not going to kill me on a top five bet, right? I mean, it's pretty decent that he gets you a good one. So,
All right. You're forgiven.
All right. Thank God, because I had to weasel my way out. All right.
So I don't want the Ty Gibbs army coming after us.
They've got pitchforks and torches. They're ready for it. All right. So you talk about me making a case for one of the top guys. I will. I'm going to give you Chase Elliott, $9,300. I talked about him in the betting episode. This could be his race to win. I mean, you look back at the last couple of races. Kyle Larson won here in the fall of 2021. William Byron won here in 2023. Like, he's one of the only ones. Alex Bowman, yes, but we don't talk about Alex Bowman winning races because he doesn't do it very often. But, Chase Elliott's been left out of the party here at the Texas Motor Speedway. It may be his time. It may be his time to win one. The last few races haven't really been the greatest for him either. He's out of 20th place in 2020, 7th place in 2021, which is pretty good, crashed out of 2022, and then 11th place in 2023. But he did start 29th that day, so that's a fantastic day in DFS in general. You look at what he's done so far this season, and, you know, again, the finishes have not been there. The spectacular finishes haven't been there for Chase Elliott like you're used to seeing. But he is averaging 36.4 fantasy points per race, right? Last week he finished with 75 points. He led 64 laps in that Martinsville race, finished third after he started third. The week before that, 39 points, started second, finished fifth. So 37 points at Bristol. I mean, again, it's just a tough thing. At 30 points at Las Vegas, started 11th, finished 12th. Didn't lose you any points, but you can feel it. You can feel it. That third place finish may have been at a short track last week, but the confidence level is starting to grow for Chase Elliott. He was so bummed that he did not win that race because he should have pretty much won that race, I think, were it not for a couple of bad breaks for him. He probably could have won that race. So, his time's coming. His time's coming. And I think he's a good play in DFS this week. Even though he's $9,300, I think he should be a top five, if not a winning car this week.
And he's got the upside of being able to lead a ton of laps and stuff. And that's kind of a sweet spot right there in that 9,300 down to the 85 where Gibbs is. Like, if you think it's going to be one guy that leads a ton of laps like Larson did at Vegas, you play Kyle Larson, then you can squeeze in a guy like Chastain at 92, an Elliott at 93, a Gibbs at 85. Like, all those guys have upside of winning the race. They've all got upside of leading a ton of laps. They've all got upside of fast laps. Then, you know, if you toss in like a Justin Haley, if you kind of want to punt, but not too crazy, and then you still have like 6,700, you can go to Jimmy Johnson or John Hunter Nemechek. Michael McDowell's down there if you think he has a good day. If you want to gamble on Austin Hill, like, there's some pretty good ways to build where you can get multiple guys kind of in that range right there too, that I think could be, if you nail the one guy that leads, and that's the thing, right? And Bubba Wallace is in that range as well. He's another good option. He led 111 laps here last year. So I say one guy is likely going to lead a chunk, which guy that is, of course, you know, that's the key part to decide. But a lot of good ways to play DFS this week.
Indeed. All right. Well, let's close the book on DFS. I will give you our drivers one more time. Cody gave you Nick Sanchez for the truck race at 9,000. I said Chase Purdy for the truck at 7,200. For the Xfinity Series, we are Shifties, and Tay-Tay Gray is $9,000. Take him and A.J. Allmendinger at $9,200. And then for the Cup race, Tyrone Gibbs at $8,500, which is a bargain, and Chase Elliott at $9,300 were our building block drivers for DFS. Let us turn our attention to the underdog plays for the week. Underdog Fantasy, simple. Again, sign up with our promo code RACESGPN. You're going to get a 100% deposit match up to $100. We're going to give you our favorite better than or worse than expected finishing positions for these drivers for all three series like we just did with the DFS. So trucks, Xfinity, and Cup. Cody, let's kick off the trucks. Where are we starting?
Yeah, we'll kick it off with a guy that I really, really love this weekend. Talked a lot about him yesterday on the betting episode. Christian Eckersrod, better than 5.0. Underdog's so concerned that he's going to be in the top five, they won't even give you the 5.5 hook. They put it right at 5.5 or 5.0. So, but man, I think Eckes is going to be how is Christian Eckes not a top four car this week? Like, I mean, you've got Kyle Busch in the field. I get it. Christian Eckes, maybe the faster truck. potentially. If not, he's then second to Kyle Busch, of course. You know, Corey Heim's going to be fast as well. Then there's some wild card guys, the Sanchez's, the Ankrums, the Carus that could show up and have good days. But Ekis is one of those top guys. Again, we've talked about how the top of the truck series is a little bit weaker this year, Rod. It's going to kind of lead that way. Ekis already has multiple wins this year. So let's go back to last season and look at what he did. Ends up with a 15th place finish here at Texas, Rod. But he was one of those drivers that was in the mix at the end right there. Got caught up in that big wreck in overtime there that Nick Sanchez was taken out in and everything. You go to Kansas. I was at the Kansas spring race, Rod. That truck was an absolute rocket. We got him at a big number that day. He goes out, sets it on the pole, just blazing speed. Ended up in a horrific crash that was tore that truck to pieces, but he had a lot of speed. Comes back to Kansas in the fall, wins the race, right? He only led two laps, but still was able to win the race, have a nice strong finish there. Charlotte, he was sixth place, so very fast on the intermediates last year. And I would say, you know, we're a few races into this season, and I would say it's pretty clear that he is the best truck. And, you know, I think with between him and Corey Heim, it's a tie for the best driver of the regulars in the truck series. You throw Kyle Busch in the mix this week, obviously, but that doesn't always work out, as we've seen as well. So Christian Ekis better than 5.0 is my favorite truck series play.
Yeah, very hard to look at any of the Truck Series stats without seeing his name just plastered all over it. So I'm with you on that one. All right, I'm going to turn my attention to a guy who I don't know why I keep fading him, because maybe he keeps fading himself. But Ben Rhodes, his finishing position is set at 11.5. I'm going to take the worst then for Ben Rhodes, which seems counterintuitive because, you know, Ben Rhodes always one of those perennially good drivers. It's always talked about when you're talking about the championship mix. But on Texas Motor Speedway, his average finish in his career, 14.6, which, if you're keeping score, is worse than 11.5. Three of his last four finishes on this track have been worse than 11.5. Last season, it was 10th. That was his best in three starts before that. So 20th in 2020, 26th in 2021, 27th in 2022. Now, granted, he was still in that same 99 truck, and he actually started up at the front of all three of those. He started 8th place in 2020. He started from the outside pole on 2021 and 8th place in 2022. Again, all three finishing outside of the top 20 and in two cases outside of the top 25. Last season, like I said, was his only 10th place finish, but I'm not expecting that. Why? Because you look at what's happening this season to him. His average finish, 18th, right? And you look at Daytona, take it out of it. He crashed out. That was 30th. Atlanta, 28th. That's super speedway. But Las Vegas, 13th place finish. He started 13th, finished 13th. No movement there whatsoever. Bristol, started 16th, finished 16th. Now, granted, on the road course, fantastic, right? Moved up from 34th to 7th. It was great. Everything's fine. But that's a road course. That's not a mile-and-a-half track. Last week at Martinsville, started 6th, finished 14th. A very, very mundane season so far for Ben Rhodes. I don't see that necessarily improving too much. I don't think he's a top 10 truck this week. I certainly don't think he's a top 11 truck this week. So give me Ben Rhodes, worse than 11.5 for this race.
And yet he'll still find a way to win the championship despite going against all odds at the end of the year. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good point. It's been a disappointing season. He's much like Joey Logano, again, of the truck series. Very hard to predict, and I can't seem to ever get a pulse on him. But it's hard to argue with you. I mean, Thor Sport really has been disappointing this season. You look at the standings, and Ty Majeski is on top of the standings for as much crap as we give him in a Thor Sport truck. But, I mean, Matt Crafton is 8th. He's the next best guy. Rhodes is back in 10th, and then Jake Garcia is farther down the board. They just, I don't know, Thor Sport hasn't quite been as strong as they've been in the past this season. So, other than Ben Rhodes is hard to predict on a week basis, I have no other arguments against that, Rod.
Yeah, I mean, he's hard to predict, but he's definitely, the pattern is there. So I feel comfortable in predicting this one. So,
yeah, I feel like, despite the fact that we've talked about kind of the top of the board being a little weaker, like that kind of next section of the pack where Ben Rhodes kind of lies in is very strong with a lot of young guys and guys that have a lot of potential on a track like this. So I think those spots will fill up quickly and shove him behind that 11.5.
I concur. All right, Cody, let's go to the Xfinity race. Who do we got for the Xfinity race for our underdog plays?
Yeah, I mean, not to sound too much like a broken record, but Chandler Smith at 3.5. Are you kidding me, Rod? I mean, he should just obliterate the field, run away with this. Okay, so let's look at it. Let's see. Maybe it's Justin Allgaier's day, right? Okay, Chandler Smith is still going to be in the top three. Maybe it's Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer's day. Okay, Chandler Smith's still going to be in the top three. I mean, how many guys are there out there that could really truly just knock him out of the top three unless he has a pit issue or some type of mechanical issue? He's going to be the fastest car on the weekend. You know, maybe Truex is right there just as fast, or Gray is just as fast, but we know he's the better driver. He's already got two wins, close to getting a third last week at Martinsville. I'm about ready to cash that cut ticket out already, Rod. Over 2.5 wins for Chandler Smith. But he's going to be an absolute rocket ship this weekend. I raved over him in the Xfinity Series show yesterday. And again, you go back and you look, right? Eighth place is his worst finish this season. He's been consistent. So, you know, at the end of the day, he's going to be up there at least. He led 74 laps at Las Vegas, where he was really fast. You know, he ended up losing the lead there at the end. But last season in college, shitty college cars, Rod, fourth place at Texas, fourth place at Las Vegas. And he won at the other Las Vegas race. Also, he's one of the Dash for Cash drivers, that 100K on the line. Carl Marola forgot that he won 100K, Rod. But I feel like a guy like Chandler Smith that hasn't quite made it yet, doesn't have all that Smithfield money in his pocket, might be worried about 100K this week. So, boy, to get to the day where you don't even realize that, you know, oh, I forgot I won 100K, that'd be quite the day, wouldn't it?
That's like you and me walking down the street finding a dollar bill. We're like, oh, look, a dollar bill. Like, and you forget.
I don't, like, oh, yeah. Oh, you pull it out of your coat pocket like a year later. And you're like, oh, look, I found a dollar. Cool. I forgot I had this. Like, damn, bro, you forgot you won $100,000? Jesus.
I would love the day where I'm like, oh, wow, where'd this $100,000 come from in my account?
$1,000? I left that in my coat pocket. Weird. Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, here we go. Let's eat steak tonight. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you on Chandler Smith. Definitely a guy that we're going to be watching.
And to the point again, sorry to interrupt, Rod, but no Cup guys in this. It's a Dash for Cash race. So there's not a Kyle Busch or a Denny Hamlin or a William Byron or Kyle Larson pushing him a spot or two down the board. He's the best driver in the best car, hands down, not even questionable, I think, right now in the Xfinity Series.
Yep, can't argue with you on that one. All right, let's turn my attention to a guy we don't necessarily talk about all that often, and because betting on him is frustrating and playing DFS on him is frustrating, but Underdog is giving us a fantastic projected finishing position for one Parker Kligerman, 13.5. And you say to yourself, Rod, how is that any better than anything we can ever do with Parker Kligerman? Well, I'll tell you, because Parker Kligerman this season actually has a average finishing position of 12.4. And in the 1.5 miles that we had this season so far already in Las Vegas, he finished 11th and he started 7th. So Parker Kligerman, one of those guys where you won't see him leading. You won't see him, you know, up around the front making moves in the top five, but you'll see him on TV and they'll say, oh, look at, hey, there's Parker Kligerman inside the top 10. And then he'll duck out for a little bit and he'll run 14th and he'll run 20th or whatever. Something will happen. And then all of a sudden, a couple minutes later, you look up and Kligerman's making a charge up around the top 10 and you're like, where on God's green earth did this guy come from, right? You just don't even know, and you're not even paying attention to him half the time, and he finishes in the top 10, and you're like, oh, well, there goes Parker Kligerman finishing in the top 10. That's kind of cool. So I'm going to give you a reason to watch Parker Kligerman this weekend, so have fun with it. So on this track in particular, he's only got one race that he did in the 48 car that he's in now. Guess what? He finished second in this race last year in that 48 car. Started 7th, finished 2nd. Now, again, it was 133 laps led by Justin Allgaier in this to make it. But Parker Kligerman did lead a lap, finished 2nd to John Hunter Nemechek. So, listen, that's a lot of spots above 13.5. I think he's a top 10 car. I think he's going to be a top 10 car. Even if he's not, he'll be a top 12 car. And so that's where Parker Kligerman is. So give me Parker Kligerman better than 13.5. Enjoy watching that 48 car.
Oh, I absolutely love this one, Rod. Parker Kligerman, I really wanted to bet on this weekend. I just felt like his number wasn't good enough anywhere to get in. Again, give us fucking top 10s in Xfinity, please. But he was super good on intermediate tracks last season. You talked about second at Texas. He actually had a chance to win the race late, fourth at Kansas. He was eighth at Michigan. He had some really, really good runs, you know, 11th at Las Vegas, 10th at California, like all of these better than the, was that 13.5 that you got on him. So I really like this. That 48 car is one here at Texas, but we're not Tyler Reddick was in the car. We understand he's a next level talent, but still they've brought good cars to intermediates. So yeah, I mean, the Chandler Smith one is just so obvious to me, but Clickerman is definitely the next one I would have clicked on after. So I'm glad that you have it in there.
Yep. Like I said, enjoy watching that 48 car. Speaking of enjoy watching cars, Cody, we're going to enjoy watching this car get around the track in the Cup race. So who's our Cup DFS or our Cup underdog pick?
Yes, Rod did beat me to the dock in this one. You know, I'm looking through underdog and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I go over to write it down. Rod already got it. So I fully support Rod's play. But Rod, I would also like to take the watermelon man himself, Ross Chastain, better than 14.5. Are you kidding me, Rod? 14.5? Again, people, don't overreact too much to some short tracks and a road course. You got to look back at what these guys have done on the intermediates. We've only had one this season, so I know it's tough to, you know, it's a small sample size, of course, but he has been good. He finished second place last season. So first of all, he was fourth in Las Vegas earlier this season, so well clearing 14.5, of course. But you come back to last season, second place here at Texas in the fall. He was fifth at Las Vegas in the fall, fifth at Kansas. He won Nashville, which again, a loose comparison. He was extremely fast when they ran the All-Star race back in 2022 here before it ended up getting in a wreck. Short tracks, these RCR cars, these track house cars, they've just their short track package. And I believe that they run similar engine packages and similar setups and worked well together. They're not good on short tracks and haven't been here lately, but comes to these intermediates, Ross Chastain has it figured out. Gave him out 16-1 earlier this week to win. That's of the outright picks, probably my favorite one out there, because I think you're getting really good value for a guy who could come out, dominate this race and win easily. And I don't think it would be that shocked. I mean, maybe some people would be shocked. I wouldn't be that shocked by a Rod. But to only finish 14th or better, that's all you got to do to hit this on underdog, man, it almost seems like they're making it too easy on him.
It speaks to the season, though. It speaks to the fact that Ross Chastain has not been flashy this season, which we're normally used to seeing. So maybe it's out of sight, out of mind, but you definitely got to pounce on that. He's going to be a top 10
car. And that's like, as bettors, as fantasy players, this is our opportunity to capitalize on the books, to capitalize on underdog fantasy here or DFS or whatever fantasy game you might play, because a lot of times the books don't, you know, same thing with the Gibbs earlier with them being priced at 8,500. Like, yeah, you're taking into account the last 2 weeks, but it was different style of racing and different circumstances. And now you're changing back and you've got to look back farther. And a lot of times they don't do that. And it's, oh, he hasn't been good lately. Okay, we'll put him down here. Great for us. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're keeping up on these things. But you got to look back at the similar track styles. It's amazing how many drivers, you go to certain things. I mean, there's some guys like Chase Briscoe. How much money have we made on him over the years, Rod? Sucks. He sucks. He sucks. He sucks. You get to a short flat track, they forgot he's good there, and boom, you kill him because, yeah, of course he's going to be good here. And then the next week, you turn around and do the other thing because they mispriced him the other direction because – so you've got to remember to adjust with the track styles and stuff. I think that's super important. So, yeah, love Ross Chastain at this number. Rod, I also love
– oh. Yeah. Well, hold on.
Your pick here.
I'm setting this up like this. Allow me to read you the last five finishes for the driver in which I'm about to propose.
Five?
To.
Why stop at five, Rod? Why don't you go back to seven?
Well, no, I'm going to go to five because I can't go to seven. Seven is not, there's two bad finishes in that. So here's the last five.
No, there's not.
There is.
Oh, no, I'm talking about at Texas specifically, but anyway.
Well, me too. Ninth place in 2020, sixth place in the fall of 2020. You're looking at spring. I'm looking at overall. So ninth place in the spring of 2020, sixth place in the fall of 2020, fourth place in the fall of 2021, 2022, eighth place, seventh place finish in 2023. Those are the last four or five finishes for Brad Keselowski. His expected finishing position, projected finishing position for underdog is 14.5. Nowhere in the last five numbers that I read was a number that even broke 10. There was no double digits in that number at all. Cody wanted me to go back a little bit more, and that's fantastic, because I will. Even a 12 in 2028 or 2018, fifth, sixth, second, fifth. Like, look, Brad Keselowski has the second best finishing position, average finishing position since 2021 on this track, second only to William Byron and above Denny Hamlin. So Brad Keselowski's average finishing position here since February 2021, 6.3. Denny Hamlin, 8.7. Byron, 3.3. So good one on that one. But Brad Keselowski's intermediate average finishing position since February 2021, 14.3, 13 top 10s in 31 of those races. Vegas last week, or last month rather, 13th place finish, which, if you're keeping score, better than 14 and a half, right? Homestead last year, 28th, that's all right. Vegas last year, 4th. Texas, 7th. Kansas, 9th. Darlington, 5th. Nashville, 11th. Charlotte, 19th. Doesn't fit our narrative. Throw it out. Darlington, 4th, right? This dude is good. He's going to finish in the top 15. He's going to probably finish in the top 10 this week. So if you're giving me a number as low as 14 and a half, a projected finish as low as 14 and a half, I'm taking the way better than on this one. If you didn't already guess, I don't think I said it, but Brad K, better than 14 and a half. Don't even worry about this one. Lock it in and run away.
Yeah, and when you're listening to this, if his top 10 number has not been completely nuked, go bet. That's my favorite bet this week is Keselowski top 10. Especially, they were giving it to us at plus money when we first gave it out on the show earlier this week, which is why you listen to the betting episodes early in the week if you can, because sometimes things drastically change. But yeah, it's love Keselowski this week. I think he's going to have a really strong week. And again, you know, don't overreact to, no, he wasn't good at Martinsville last week. Like, yeah, did you listen to the show last week? I told you he wasn't going to be good at Martinsville last week, Rod. We faded him in two head-to-heads in cash. Now we turn around, and this week we're playing him because different track type, different track history. You got to keep up with these things, and that's how you make money in fantasy. It's how you make money in betting in NASCAR, and that's why we love it.
It is exactly why we love it. So, okay, as we wrap things up here, let me go over our underdog plays one more time. Cody gave you Christian Eckes better than a fifth-place finish in the truck race. I said Ben Rhodes would finish worse than 11.5 in the truck race. Cody said Chandler Smith would finish better than 3.5 in the Xfinity race. I said Parker Kligerman would finish better than 13.5. And then Cody gave you Ross Chastain to finish better than 14.5. And I also said Brad Keselowski would finish better than 14.5 in the Cup race. There we go, Cody. That does it for our DFS and underdog edition of the show. Another exciting week in the books. Now all that's left is to enjoy the races.
Oh, I'm excited. Should be a good week. We got, again, keep putting the truck series on Friday nights. Pretty please. I love it. Got some racing tonight. We'll kick off the weekend, and should be a good one where everything's bigger in Texas, Rod, including our fantasy and DFS winnings.
Indeed. All right, Cody, as we wrap things up, let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Follow me over on the X at Husker_Z. Find all my stuff over there. Ton of stuff out. Got some Arena League stuff coming out. NFL Mock Draft 2.0 coming out this weekend. NASCAR betting article over there. All sorts of stuff. You can find it all there. Follow us as well at NASCAR Gambling. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You don't want to miss out over there. Even if you like listening to the podcast, toss us a subscribe. Help us out. Catch the live shows we do. It's Fantasy One. We haven't been doing live because we want to get it out early on Friday mornings for your consumption. But of the rest of the shows every day, we're doing live. So join us. And we'll be back to recap maybe Sunday night, maybe Monday. Can't wait, Rod. Hopefully eating some watermelon and with big bags of cash.
Big bags of cash, steak, and watermelon for sure. Follow me on X at RJ Villa Gomez. Link in the bio. Everything I got going on, whether it's here, whether it's Sportsbook Review, whether it's In-Between Media, all of it can be found on my X feed. We'll be back again for the recap, like Cody said. And until then, let's go racing. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. And let it ride.